will be back finally. We got a great team of Cathedral Fighting Irish, the previous from last year, reigning 5A state champions, coming in to our house here as Ben Davis is ranked number 22 in the nation, number 3 in the state. So I'm excited to see how Ben Davis fares. It should be a very good game.
Yeah, it should be a very interesting game. This is a very big game, of course. It's actually WTHR 13 had their first tailgating party here. And we have, I mean, this has just been an unbelievable game. This is their last time meeting at the beginning of the year. And it should be a good one.
It should, because they actually met last year, and it was at Lucas Oil Stadium. And Ben Davis got the better of Cathedral as Ben Davis won 26-20.
Yeah, and again, like we said, this is a game that's been going on for several years. Last year, they went 26-20. They beat Cathedral 26-20. I believe we're about to get the marching band here that's probably going to do the national anthem not too long from now. But as we look at the starting lineups, you go ahead and get into the starting lineups. I think you have the Ben Davis defense or Cathedral defense.
Yeah, I do. Let's go. Cathedral defense. Defensive end number 78, Matt Mitch, 6'2", 230-pound senior. On the other side of the defensive end, number 86, Kendall Coben, the 6'3", 235-pound junior. The middle man, defensive tackle, number 59, Thomas Berg. He's 5'8", 232 pounds. The middle linebacker, number 46, 6'1", 208, Jamal Jackson. The Sam linebacker, number 36, 6'2", 219, Elliot Frederick. The Will linebacker, 6'1", 187, number 38, Cody Stockton. The outside linebacker, number 43, David Dickman. Outside linebacker, Gilbert Williams. Defensive back, number 45, Ronnie Hill. Defensive back, number 7, Connor Mullen in the free safety. Number 12, Ben Stewart.
And for the Ben Davis defensive starters, he got at number 98, Deontay Gatto, 6'1", 270. The other defensive tackle, number 96, Norman Oglesby, 6'1", 275. The defensive end, number 99, Antonio McEwen, 6'1", 240. The other defensive end is number 11, Dallas Pitts, 5'11", 196. Number 32, the offensive linebacker, number 32, Christian Hunter, 5'9", 165. The other offensive outside linebacker is number 8, Japri Minor, 6'1", 185. The middle linebacker, number 42, John Ward, 6'2", 225. The Will linebacker, number 22, Asmar Balaw, 6'3", 210. The cornerback, number 10, Chaz Stringer, 5'8", 170. The other cornerback, number 4, Jalen Harden, 6'1", 180. And the free safety, number 28, Cortez Tenen, 5'10", 195. And for those Cathedral offense?
And the Fighting Irish offensive starters, the new quarterback to this Ben Davis Cathedral series, which, by the way, this is the last series, as they will not be playing each other again unless they see each other in maybe regionals or sections, not sectional, but regional or state, as if Cathedral wins 5A state championship once again, they're moving to 6A. But let's go to quarterback number 5, Max Bortenschlager, number 6'3", 180 pounds. Running back, 5'10", 180, Caleb Cross, number 42. Tight end, number 82, John Preston. Wide receiver, number 85, Evan Wingham. Wide receiver, number 18, Malcolm Dotson. Right tackle, number 71, Alex Cotton. Right guard, number 50, Jim McGigan. Center, number 79, Jared Thomas. Left guard, Jack Wagner. Number 74, and the left tackle, the man on the offensive line, number 65, Dwight Hall, the 6'5", 246-pound senior. And now for the Ben Davis offense.
For the Ben Davis offense, at quarterback, number 11, Kyle Kastner, 6'3", 205. Running back, number 24, Dorian Tate, 5'9", 195. The running back slash wide receiver, number 12, Chris Evans, 5'10", 195. The wide receiver, number 16, Story Emerson, 6'2", 190. The wide receiver slash tight end, number 2, Brennan Gillis, 6'6", 200. The wide receiver, number 15, True Smith, 6'1", 185. The strong tackle, number 56, Jaleel Brewer, 6'3", 245. The strong guard, number 54, Kasha Wilder, 6'1", 250. The center, number 52, Tim Fields, 5'11", 250. The quick guard, number 53, Quentin Tyler, 6'1", 220. The quick tackle, number 77, Justin Brandon, 6'1", 273. And that is the starting lineups for both Cathedral and Ben Davis. As again, this is one of their final games. We got a lot of things going on here. We are going to keep you up to date with scores. We're going to have stats for the first time. We have a sideline reporter planned here.
We got an interesting looking at it last week at Trinity Elliott, as she did a great job. And also, you can't forget the pregame show.
Well, yeah.
Don't mention. Wow, Corey. Thanks.
There you go, Corey. There you go. There's a round of applause for Corey, who put the intro together in four days.
It was a lot of work, but it was all worth it. But also, don't forget, we got to go over the referees for this game, because without them, we couldn't make it happen. And we got really referees from all over the world. The back judge, Josh Foster from Denver, Colorado. The linesman, Jamar Day from Canton, Mississippi. Line judge, Justin Holloman from Rock Hill, South Carolina. The umpire, Dell Asher from London, Kentucky. And the main referee behind it all, Terry Adams from Lima, Ohio.
Well, at this point now, we're going to go ahead and take a moment of silence as we are getting ready to do the national anthem here live from Ben Davis High School. Another national anthem here, as that pretty much signals that the start of football is pretty much underway.
I just got chills. Deep breath. I mean, it's Friday night. Football is back here in the state of Indiana. It's Ben Davis Football welcomes Chittard.
Well, we are just under 5 minutes away before the first show kickoff of the 2014 season of these Ben Davis Giants. But first, I want to talk about a few things. And the first one has to be the overall right here. Ben Davis is approaching their 450th win.
That's big right now.
Yeah, they are three games away, which means that if they start off perfect, they can have it against their rival Pike, is where they could have that 450th win.
Yeah, and basically, in this game, is we're going to talk about it. It's the last game of the series between the two, as they will not play each other anymore, as they've played in the last... Ben Davis has won the last seven games against Cathedral, the 13-6 all-time, and 3-0 under head coach Mike Kirshner. This is the last game of a recent series. Next year, the team will not be on schedule, as I said. And like you said, Ben Davis is three games to one from winning their 450th win. But this is a big game. As like you said, Cathedral 13-6. And it's just exciting. So much you could talk about. The Mick all-time standings.
Yeah, the Mick all-time standings were unbelievable. And when we looked into this, we found out that Ben Davis and Warren are tied. Ben Davis leads are like half a game because they played one less.
We know officially the Mick hasn't started yet. It's just two. We have two games that won't start until the Mick. Week three is when the Mick starts, and that's always our favorite school, right?
Yes, but actually Warren Central and Center Grove start the Mick actually off today. Yeah, but for us, it won't be until week three. We're waiting for the band. We're waiting for the band to get off stage so as we off the field so that the game may start. So as we look, let's go ahead and look at where the rest of the Mick games are this week. Brownsburg is at Pike to start things off. That's a sectional matchup.
It is. They're in our sectional.
That game will tip off around the same time as this one does. Fisher is at North Central. North Central trying to have a better season than last year, a 3-7 year just a year ago. Hamilton Southeastern is taking on their sectional opponent, Carmel.
And another one is Lawrence Central's at Avon, who is our opponent next week. But that's at Lucas Oil Stadium, so that should be a big game. I know a lot of people are probably at Lucas Oil right now, but it's your fault if you're missing this game. Noblesville at Lawrence North, LA, another Mick opponent for us, 7 p.m. And the Mick game of the week, Warren Central, It's at Center Grove. Warren Central coming off a state championship game.
Yeah, and just looking into the future, we actually have three nicknames of the week. One of them is against Warren Central. One of them is against Carmel. I can't remember the third one, but those are the top. Those are some of the top games that you'll be seeing in the weeks to come. As the Giants now take the field for the first time.
As they're running out of the tunnel, the dog, Dorian Tate, is leading them out of the huddle.
Yeah, and of course, this is unbelievable. Cathedral now coming out with their colors. And what do you think the Giants are going to have to do tonight to finish off another segment of the epic series?
The final one. And basically, okay, what I talked to Manny this week as during our pregame, another player, they've been talking about all they got to do is be consistent. If they run their plays right, they play defense, and I'm telling you right now, last week, the Ben Davis looked very, very impressive. As I know you weren't here for that scrimmage against Westfield, who actually played this Cathedral team in the state championship game last year, but their defense is impressive after losing players like Tony Allen. And you got the stud, Osmar Bilal, still in that segment of play. And that offense, they're clicking. Kastner, he's on his senior year. He's ready to keep going. He's about to move this offense as you got Brennan Gillis back. You got new receivers like Chris Evans. Well, not really new, but you got Chris Evans. And you got Rashawn Bond, Drew Smith, Story Emerson looking to make a big name. And Dorian Tate, the dog in the backfield. That team have to step up. Now, the big question, can the offensive line hold Cathedral's big defensive line? If you look at Cathedral's defensive line, you got big players in a 6'3", 235-pounder in Kendall Coleman, who is a D1 player, and I think it's at a Northwestern commit, if I'm correct. That's a Big Ten school, so you got to be able to keep him online. And you got a 6'2", 230-pound defensive end, 78, Matt Mish. And you got a defensive tackle, 59. He's 5'8", 232-pound Thomas Berg, but he's small, sneaky, and quick, and he can get through that middle. So question is, can the offensive line hold up?
Well, as we get ready, the coin toss is about to take place. Another thing we should also mention, Cathedral is in seek for their fifth consecutive state title.
And if that happens, what happens, sir?
If that does happen, they will move up to C6A, and they will join the legendary 32 team of 6A, which means some team is going to lose their spot in 6A. They will be moving down to 5A if Cathedral can top off another season with a state title.
And they might join Warren Sectionals, what I've heard.
Yeah, they could be joining the Warren Central Sectional, which includes teams such as North Central, LC, and Lawrence North.
Dude, it's beautiful right now. You got the Ben Davis Giants in their bright, dark purple uniforms, their silver-gray helmets, purple and white lining across the top, and the purple lettering in the Giants that they do have the decal this week, as they did out last week. Their white pants. Most people have their pants rolled up, so all you see are the skin tone of the legs and their black cleats and their striped white socks with the purple crawling across the middle. So the Giants look ready to play. And then over on the other side, you got Cathedral Fighting Irish, who want to come in here and end this series with a big bang, as they have lost seven straight. And their gold helmets, their gold pants, and their white jersey number with the black lettering. And I'm telling you right now, as it looks like the Giants are going to kick the ball off to the Cathedral Fighting Irish. And all we can say now is, are you ready?
And the kicker this year is the number 19 of Chris Flores taking over. And it should be interesting to see how...
He's got some muscle to him.
Yeah, yes, he does. He really does. It should be interesting to see what exactly is going to take place here. As for the final time, the Ben Davis Football Giants take on the Indianapolis Cathedral Fighting Irish.
The final time we will be calling a Week 1 game for WBDG.
Yeah, don't ruin me that. Well, here we go. It's going to be Chris Forrest kicking it off to Davis Salvis in the backfield for the Fighting Irish. The game is about to take place. It's a sunny afternoon live from Ben Davis High School's football.
You got purple rain. You got the Fighting Irish moment. Here we go.
The kick is off. It's high. Gets into the back zone, the end zone, and he will go ahead and take a knee here. And that is where they'll start first and 10 at the 20 as the 2014 season gets underway.
Yeah, Mike Kirshner was pretty happy with that kick right there from Flores. We're about to see right now, can the Giants defense step up without losing the players from Tony Allen?
Well, the quarterback for the Cathedral Fighting Irish will be none other than Max Bortenslager, who is taking it at a junior's level, which is not normal. So here they go. Malcolm Dotson to the near side. It is Evan Wiggum And John Preston to the far side. He's going to take it up the gut. He's going to be stubbed at the line. Won't go nowhere. They tried to get it up the middle there. Did not happen. Stopped at the line. Stopped for a loss of actually 2 yards.
That was a big there stop there by the defensive line. I just talked back. And the defensive line getting the backfield, continue Fighting Irish. And they did, starting with number 99 of Antonio McEwen, leading by four other Giants.
Bornslager and Cross in the backfield. We got Preston and Wickham to the near side. Johnson to the far side. Steps back in the pocket, looks back to throw, fires away to the right side of the court, or to the field. The ball may have been dropped, and they're going to signal a catch for a first down, and the first down for the Cathedral Fighting Irish this season.
And that was a beautiful catch there by James Schultz, the wide receiver, the senior, who we saw last year make a big impact.
Shotgun formation, Borchester and Cross in the backfield, Wickham to the near side, Dotson and Preston to the far side, taking up the gut yet again, this time also stopped, but this time they gained 1 yard, this time going right up the middle.
And running up the middle is really not working for the Cathedral Fighting Irish. You see, we still got the big Norman Oglesby, the big boy of one of the two Smash Brothers from last year, being able to stop and get right through that Cathedral Fighting Irish.
And here they go again, shotgun formation, Cross and Bordenschlager in the backfield. On the near side, Dotson, and once again, Wickham. Preston to the far side, steps back to throw, overthrows his receiver just outside of his grasp, and therefore it's going to be another incomplete pass, third down and 5.
And that was right to the hands of the wide receiver of Dan Dolan, who, that was probably a catchable ball, a little high, but went right through his hands.
Shotgun formation again. It's going to be Dotson to the near side, Bornslager and Cross in the backfield. He's number 81 of Dan Dolan in motion, steps back in the pocket, looks back to throw, overshoots his receiver. He was intending to get it to the 18 of Malcolm Dotson over the left side of the field. Couldn't get it to happen. That will be 4th down and 5, and we'll see the first punt of the season.
And that was almost blown coverage there by number 4, Jalen Harden, on the defensive side for the Giants, but a bad pass by the quarterback, Bornslager, really helped out that Giants defense right there. Now it's Giants' turn to see what this offense can do with Chris Evans and Jalen Harden returning punts for this Ben Davis special teams.
So Jalen Harden and Chris Evans in the backfield standing at the 20. We will see the Cathedral Fighting Irish kick it off. Joe Schroppert. The ball is lobbed up. Schroppert gets it off. High punt. Caught by Jalen Harden at the 31, fakes out the first defender, gets up the left side, slides in, and now a couple more defenders, and finally down at the 40-yard line here on the right side of the field.
And beautiful job there as the Ben Davis Giants sideline just got very excited there after Jalen Harden made a nice little spin move to the right, juke back left, and made two defenders miss before he can get tackled now near the 42-yard line, near the 50-yard line.
So as they've marked him down at the 42-yard line, as you have said, first and 10, 40 on the clock. The score is 0-2-0. And we will see Kyle Kastner take the field for the first time of the season. Brennan Gillis, Chris Evans, and Rashawn Bond to the far side. In the backfield is going to be Dorian Tate. To the near side is Story Emerson. Kastner is going to move people around. Defense is checking up. Kastner steps back in the pocket, stands it off to the right side to Dorian Tate, who actually loses a yard.
Tackled there by the Will linebacker of Cody Stockton, the 6'1", 187-pound senior on the play. And Dorian Tate, the dog, couldn't get really much anywhere. As the offensive line couldn't get a hold for him.
So 2nd and 12, Kastner and Tate in the backfield. To the near side, it's once again the 16 of Emerson. Gillis to the far side. Kastner steps back, fake punts, throws it, is able to get it to Gillis at the 50-yard line. Had to throw that one a little bit late, and therefore therefore, Gillis nearly had to go to the ground to get down. He eventually gets it. It's now 3rd and 2.
A beautiful job by Gillis by making his cornerback slip and fall and then making a step back for a comeback pass right there. And Gillis kiting out near a first down. Now it's going to be 3rd and 2.
Kastner Tate in the backfield yet again. It's going to be Emerson to the near side. Gillis to the far. Kastner looks, snaps, receives the ball, hands it off to the 15 of Drew Smith, who does a little fake in and out and gains the first down.
Well, so it's going to be a first down Giants as Lamon Durden here doing a great job here, and beautiful job there by Drew Smith to come back and get the pass.
Setting up again, Kastner and Tate in the backfield, Gillis to the far side. They have Smith, Emerson, and Evans to the near side. Kastner steps back in the pocket, quick flashes out. They might call that incomplete. We'll see what they finally call it. His knee was down, and it looks like they will say it's complete pass. So it's now second and four, caught there by Chris Evans.
Yeah, nice job there by number 12, Chris Evans, on the comeback play. And he made a good six-yard reception, helped Kastner get to second and four. Look for a deep ball here.
Kastner takes it in the backfield. Bond and Emerson to the far side. They're going to hand it. It was a cut out to the outside. He's able to sidestep two defenders. He is still on his feet. Finally goes down, but picks up the first down along the way.
Dorian Tate, the dog of this Giants offense. As Manny Harris said in the pregame, he is the leader on this field, and he knows how to run the ball real hard. He just plowed over that defensive back of the linebacker.
Setting it up again. Once again, Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Gillis to the far side. Smith, Emerson to the near side. Tate's going to sweep out to the right. Now he's got an opening, finally brought down by the defense at the 29-yard line for a gain of 3 yards.
Dorian Tate could have been tackled in the backfield before he stiff-armed Cody Stockton, the linebacker of the Cathedra Fighting Irish, so he fought for a couple yards there.
9:05 here in the first quarter. Score still 0-0, second down and 8. Kastner and Evans now in the backfield. Emerson to the near side. Bond and Gillis to the far. Bond gets hit, loose of 5 yards, tried to do a screen pass to the wide receiver over to the left side of the field. This one's going to be taken down. They read the play the entire way.
And the wide receiver screen looked to work for a minute before he was hit hard there by Gibran Williams, the cornerback on the play for the Fighting Irish. He got a big hit, and he lost 5 yards on the play. So it'll be 39 on 37 of 8:30 left to go.
Kastner and Evans back in the backfield again. Emerson, Bond, and Smith to the near side. Gillis to the far side. 8:21 on here. On the clock, Kastner steps back in the pocket, throws over the center of the field, caught by Bond. Bond is going to gain 10 extra yards as he sidesteps another defender for a couple more yards, finally gets down in the red zone at the 10-yard line.
And True Smith with a beautiful catch there as he was able to get off his slant, get off his cornerbacks, and catch the ball and just go straight down, have the defensive back fly over his head for him to gain an extra 10 yards. Great job after the catch.
Shotgun formation, Kastner and Evans in the backfield again. Kastner is going to fake it to Evans and hand it over to Bond, who was on a slanted route here and was taken down almost at the line of scrimmage.
A big hit there by number 12, Ben Stewart, the free safety, the sophomore, returning starter as a freshman with a big hit there for the Fighting Irish. He looks a little shaken up, but he's okay, looks like.
Yeah, they're going to take him off to ensure that he's
in the
fine.
Game.
Evans and Emerson to the near side. It is Bond and Gillis to the far side. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Kastner is going to roll out to the right, throws it. Out of hands, out of reach for Story Emerson, who was over the center of the field trying to get this in.
And Emerson was open on that slant route to the left side, but Kastner just threw it behind him just a little bit. Now it's going to be 3rd and 6, ball in the 6. Let's see, first drive of the 2015 season. Can the Kastner and the Giants score?
So 3rd and 6. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans and Bond to the far side. Emerson to the near side. It looks like Emerson might be into a slanted route. Kastner is going to look to receive the snap, gets it, steps back in the pocket, throws it on a slanted route. Ball gets crossed up in the air, broken away by the defense. And therefore, it's going to be a 4th down and 6, and we're going to see the first field goal attempt of the year.
I'm not going to lie, that was a great offensive series there by the Giants to start off, but a field goal can't get a cut as you're going to get that close. But that was great coverage there by Ronnie Hill, the defensive back for the Cathedra Fighting Irish, as he was able to keep Emerson real close to him.
Well, we're going to see Chris Flores attempt the first field goal of the day. It's going to be a 21-yarder. And this one is good. So the Giants get on the board first, 3-0 here with 7:24 left to play in the first quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at classickings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
7:24 on the clock as we are back here live here at Ben Davis High School. It has been an unbelievable game so far. 3-0 as the Giants score on their first drive of the day.
Unbelievable game. I guess you could say that Both teams only had one drive. But it's still a good game. We know it's going to be unbelievable, is what LeVon's trying to say. But, yes, it was a beautiful drive there by the Ben Davis offense as Kastner looked to make plays. Dorian Tate ran for a beautiful first down and one play of the game. And then Kastner was able to complete three passes on that drive. And great catches there by the newcomers, Rashawn Bond and True Smith, to the big contributors of this offense. After losing last year, Sean Boswell, Michael Beatty, we got new contributors and always doing these athletes to the Giants.
Well, David Salvis will be back to return this for the Cathedral Fighting Irish. They got stopped on fourth down on their first drive. The kick is high. Salvis decides to bring it up. And no.
So you remember the rule, if it's kicked in the end zone in high school, it's going to be a touchback.
So that will be a touchback, and the Cathedral Fighting Irish will get it first down and 10 at the 20-yard line.
And beautiful job there by Flores as he's able to kick the ball in the end zone. That's basically what they want. You don't want to give the kick returner, Dan Dolan, the opportunity, because I remember he's a very versatile runner and he can return the ball. So great job there by Flores to be able to kick it off. Now let's see what this Cathedral Fighting Irish can do for their second drive after learning what they can do.
Wernschlager and Cross in the backfield. We have Dotson and Wiggum to the near side. Wernschlager is going to stand back in the pocket, steps up to throw deep down the left side, and just through the hands of the receiver, which would be number 6, of James Schultz.
Ew, and Christian Hunter almost got beat there as it was in his hands and out as had him beat. Beautiful throw there by Borton Slager.
So James goes nearly with a huge play there. Second and 10 now. Ball at the 20. Borton Slager and Cross in the backfield. He's going to hand it off. No, fakes it and does a sweep out to the right side for a gain of 3 yards with a screen there.
Yeah, Christian Hunter there, who got beat on the screen pass, was able to come back, get the tackle before he even gained only a couple yards there. It's going to be third and 6 here. Ball in the 24 with 7 minutes left to go in this first quarter.
Wernschlager and Cross in the backfield yet again. Wiggum and Dotson to the near side. Preston and Skulls to the far side. Steps back in the pocket, and we have flags flying from the right side of the field.
And I guess we'll see what the call was. Could be false start.
So with the first possible penalty of the day, and it is going to be
Corey's
a false
one
start.
For one.
Only 100,000 more to go.
I hope not.
Right. So first, it's now going to be third down and 10. We're going to lose the yards they just gained. Wernschlager and Cross in the backfield yet again. Or excuse me, Evan Christopher is now in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Wernschlager steps back in the pocket. Slanted route to the 85 of Evan Wiggum, and it's incomplete. So that's a 3-and-out for the Cathedral Fighting Irish.
And I think Trinity has something.
We are here at Ben Davis Stadium for the first official game of the season against Cathedral. The Giants are out here and they're ready. Offensive coach Justin Farish just sat them down, just trying to keep them encouraged, telling them they're doing great things to keep it up and just keep pushing and grinding. Trinity Elliott here on the field.
Great job, Trinity.
And thank you again, Trinity,
three
for that.
Three and out.
So a 3-and-out, as they're going to see him kick it high off. The punt is off. A low punt that's going to bounce out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So the Giants will start their second drive within the 50-yard line already.
It's actually their first, but the last time they started on the 42. But yeah, they got in there, close, I understand. Enough. Yeah, you're right. But the Giants, special teams, are very happy as they did their job. And now time for Kyle Kastner to lead this offense to maybe a touchdown drive. They led him to a field goal last time. 3-0 to score. They'd love to get that to 10-0.
So with 3-0 to score, 6:39 here in the first quarter, we will see the Giants return out to the field for their second drive of the game. Kastner getting ready yet again. It'll be Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Bond and Gillis to the far side. And Evans and Emerson to the near side. Shotgun formation. Heading towards the Giants' side of the field. And I believe Cathedral called a timeout. So we are going to take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Drowning is a leading cause of accidental death for children. For a safer summer, the National Drowning Prevention Alliance urges you to follow the Safer 3. For safer water, prevent children's unsupervised access with barriers and alarms. For safer kids, watch them closely when they are playing in or near water and make sure they learn how to swim. For safer response, have a phone by the pool and learn CPR. Visit Pool Safely. That's poolsafely.gov to learn more.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. 3-0, the Ben Davis Giants lead over the Cathedral Fighting Irish, 6:39 here in the first quarter. We've seen the Giants' first drive. We've seen two drives by Cathedral. What's been more interesting so far, the Giants' offense or the Giants' defense?
Right now, it's just too early to tell, but they're both looking pretty decent right now, I believe, Juan.
Well, we are about to see the Giants take the field. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. As Miguel's to the far side, Emerson and Evans to the near side, along with True Smith. Kastner takes it. He's going to hand it up the guts to Dorian Tate, who's going to lose 5 yards on that play. It was snuffed from the beginning. The defensive lineman knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, and he was taken down real quick there by number 86 of Kendall Coleman, the D1 Northwestern commit.
So standing it back up. Now second down and 13. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Gillis to the far side. Bond, Evans, and Emerson to the near side. Kastner looks, fires over the middle to Evans. Okay, takes it up the gut for a gain of 15 yards and a first down for the Ben Davis Giants.
That was a beautiful job there by Kyle Kastner, who read that zone of the Cathedral Fighting Irish's defense perfectly and found a little opening point there to find Chris Evans for a screen up the middle. Now they're in the red zone for the second straight drive.
Just running under 6 minutes here in the first. Kastner takes the snap, hands it off, sweep over to the right to Dorian Tate. Another snuffed play. This running game has not worked so far for the Ben Davis Giants.
And it hasn't. And that was going to be a tackle there by number 55, a Shetland Buell. Beautiful job to break through that offensive line of the defense for the Giants.
So it's going to be Kastner, Tate in the backfield again. Smith and Gillis to the far side. Bond to the near side. No, they're... Rashawn Bond's going to move to the far side. Emerson's going to stand here on the near side, more than likely on the slanted route.
Evans the backfield.
Well, they switch Tate for Evans. Evans going to motion it out to the right. Kastner steps back in the pocket, throws it to the far side to Bond. Bond pulls it in for the touchdown, Giants.
Beautiful job there on the wheel route by number 15 of our own True Smith, who was a quarterback last year, if you don't remember. And beautiful hands there. And that was just a beautiful passer by Kastner to get the Giants back on the board to be up by 9-0, hopefully 10-0, if he can make this field goal.
Yeah, it looked like from where we are standing, that it was just a blown coverage. Blown coverage, and it was a perfect throw by Kastner to the outside. So Chris Flores looking to kick the extra point to put the Giants up 10-0. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 10-0, the Giants lead over the Cathedral Fighting Irish. We will be right back after a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we're back here. It is 10-0, 5:18 here in the first, and the Giants are leading over the Cathedral Fighting Irish. We have a score update.
The mid game of the week, Warren Central, Center Grove Trojans, 0-0 in the middle of the first quarter.
Thank you for that update, Corey. And of course, thank you to Corey in the studio who's helping out as well. So the Giants getting ready to kick it off again. Chris Flores will be the kicker for the Giants. Handing it back to the 21 of none other than David Salvis. Chris Flores with the kick. It's a nice long driving one. And this one's going to be another touchback. So with the third straight touchback for the Cathedral Fighting Irish, they will be first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
Great job there by the kicker, who's just kicking the ball in the end zone for touchbacks, not giving really cut the Cathedral Fighting Irish a chance to drive down the field much. As Ben Davis' defense is impressed. Last drive, they had a 3-and-out. The drive before that, they got a first down, but then they got them 3-and-out again after that. Let's see what the Giants' defense can do this year, because they're impressing me so far.
Warren Schlager and Cross in the backfield. It looks like Salvis is now out there, along with Wiggum to the near side. Doxson to the far side. And actually, it's Dolan in motion to the right side of the field. Warren Schlager steps back in the pocket. Defense coming in. They're going to go ahead and hand this off to Cross. Cross guts it up the middle. fakes it from the inside, and finally is taken down after a first down for the Cathedral Fighting Irish.
I'll give it to him. Running back Caleb Cross, very good player who ran for over 1,500 yards, if I'm correct, last year, and didn't really tear him up, but that was a beautiful move there on the wire, the running back screen there for Bourne Schlager and Cross to be on the same page.
Bourne Schlager and Cross back in the backfield again. Dolan to the near side with Dotson. It's Preston and Schultz to the far side. Switching things up. Defense looks like they might be checking up.
Bourne Schlager blitz, looks
over, fires down the left side, and it's incomplete. Once again, overthrows his receiver, Dan Dolan, and that will be an incomplete. It is now second down and 10. 4:49, 10-0, Giants lead.
And Japri Minor there, the outside linebacker, beautiful coverage there on the wide receiver who made sure there was no way in he could catch that ball.
So here they set up again, Bourne Schlager and Cross in the backfield. It is Wiggum and Preston to the near side. Dotson to the far side. Steps back to throw. No, hands it up to Guts with Cross for a gain of 3.
Great job there by Cross. Cross, like I said, he ran for 1,500 yards last year and pretty much more, so he's a very good versatile runner. But so far, they've been relying on Bourne Schlager and his arm. And right now, they're going to have to. This game's 10-0. But hey, we got a lot of football to still play, don't we?
Yes, we do. Benson Curry now out there with Bourne Schlager in the backfield. Defense comes out with the blitz. Bourne Schlager and down with the sack. The first sack of the day goes to Osmar Belov,
the number 22, the big D1 commit who has not committed where he's going yet, but a big sack there by Osmar Belov.
One of the three returning players from the defense has the first sack of the game.
And Osmar, he's a dangerous weapon to have on this defense. As I said, D1 commit, hasn't really decided where he's going, but he's got big offers, Michigan and et cetera right now.
Notre Dame, too, which happens to be also the Fighting Irish. Very interesting. So with the punt, nearly blocked and taken back. Touchdown, Giants, as it is blocked.
And Antonio McEwen, the defensive end for the defensive line, with the block there, cutting through the special teams line for the Cathedral Fighting Irish, able to block it, pick it up, and score a touchdown to give the Giants a 16-0 lead.
What an unbelievable play as they
got a field goal. Ooh. You got an offensive touchdown. You got a special teams. Where's the pick six? And it's only the first quarter. Welcome back, football.
That was an unbelievable play, getting it up the gut and able to stop that ball from being punted off. So Flores with the extra point to try to make this a 17-0 game. The kick is up, and it's no good. So Chris Flores misses his extra point, and it will stay 16-0, 3:39 here in the first quarter. We will take a 3-0. We will take a 30-second break here on your Bendigo Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at classickings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we're back. Trinity, we think you got something for us?
We're here on the sidelines, and the Giants are really pumped up after scoring from their defense. The guys are really excited. They're encouraging each other. The coaches are excited. They're pumped up. They're encouraging their athletes, and they're making sure that everyone's on one accord defensively and offensively. Trinity Elliott from the field.
Thank you, Trinity, yet again.
Yes, she's right. Big touchdown coming off the special teams. Antonio McEwen with a block as we're giving the ball back to Cathedral. And it's another touchback. It's back in the end zone. Great job there by the kicker, Flores.
And yeah, Flores just barely getting it into the end zone enough so that they don't, Salvis does not have a chance to return.
A beautiful atmosphere here tonight. Okay, football's back. Beautiful sky. Lights are coming on. Purple uniforms, white uniforms. Got kids over there playing football on the left side corner, the west side of the field. And you got our WTHR Channel 13 is here. And it's just a big game tonight. And the Giants are showing why. Some polls number one in the nation, some polls number three, but number 22 in the nation.
Well, Bourne Schlager and none other than Evan Crisper in the backfield. It's Dolan in motion to the left side. Bourne Schlager hits it on a slanted route. inside to the 81 of Dan Dolan for a first down for the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, it's number three of Ben Goins. Or no, it might Chris Parrish, excuse me. Chris Parrish got beat there on the route, but it was a good route there by the receiver for Cathedral Fighting Irish.
Warren Slinger and Christopher in the backfield yet again. It's Dolan to the near side. Warren Slager is going to hand it off up the gut to the 40 of Christopher, who's going to get a gain of 6 yards, sidestep two defenders before finally getting taken down.
Beautiful job there by the running back across there to cut up the middle and make some good moves, but great tackle there by Osmar Bois to take him down. I think Osmar Bois got 3 tackles, 9 sacks. He's having a heck of a night.
It's 16-0, 3 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. Warren Slager receives the ball, hands up the gut again to Christopher. This time only gets back to the line of scrimmage, gets stopped there by the 98 of Deontay Gatto and Normals Oglesby.
Now he's taken down there by Osmar Bois again, who got tackled him down from behind. So great job by Osmar Bois. He's the leader of this defense, and he's showing why.
Wernslinger and cross in the backfield. It is Dolan to the near side. It's going to be Wiggum and Dotson as well as Schultz to the far side. Dotson actually is on the near side now. Wernslinger. Defense spreading themselves out. Wernslinger, and it's popped at the line of scrimmage. As it will be an incomplete pass and another fourth down. So on 4 straight drives, it's been a 3-and-out. Or 3 straight drives, it's been a 3-and-out.
Great job there by Antonio McHugh and the person who just blocked that punt and returned it for a touchdown. Got his hands on another ball, nearly intercepting Bornslager's pass through the middle.
So here they go with another punt. The last time that the Fighting Irish attempted to punt it, it was blocked by McEwen. So the punt from Joe Schropper. They're going to spread out. Could be seeing a fake here.
Yes, Kirby said something about that before.
And they are going to punt this one. It's going to be a high punt. And call for a fair catch by the 13 of Rashawn Bonds. So it'll be first and 10 for the Giants at about the 20-yard line.
Great job there by Rashawn Bonds, able to get the ball. And I'm not going to lie, that was a pretty good punt there by Cathedral Fighting Irish. This game, 16-0. 2 touchdowns, 1 by Caster and the Giants, 1 by Antonio McHugh and the special teams, and a field goal. The defense has been producing real well, too, by being able to stop them, but that wouldn't be able to happen if Florence is kicking the ball as deep as he had and being able to corner them in the back of the end zone.
Southport leading over Roncalli, 7-0 currently, another 6A opponent. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. We've got Smith, Evans, and Bond to the near side, Gillis to the far side. Defense spreading out. Kastner taking stance, receives the snap, steps back in the pocket, throws down the field. Caught by Drew Smith over the middle of the field. He finally goes down at the 40-yard line. First down, Giants.
Drew Smith, beautiful, beautiful route there by Drew Smith, as I said, and a greater pass there by Kastner. Drew Smith able to cut up the middle, make his defensive back. I think he was going right, but cut right back to the middle. And hurry up offenses, here we go.
16-0, 1:58 left in the first quarter. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. As we are going to have flags coming up.
It might have been either, it's either encroachment, but I think it was a false start. And look, 2 for 2.
So with a false start, they will move him back 5 yards. It'll be first down. It will be first down and 15 yards to go.
False start called there by Justin Hallman from Roncalli, South Carolina, who's playing the line judge role this year.
So Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans to the near side. Kastner steps back, throws it over the middle to Smith again. It's a gain of 14. And just short of the first down.
So it's going to be third and closer, but Kastner with a great play there on the run and belt.
So second and 1:37 here in the first quarter, 16-0, your Giants leading. Kastner's going to hand it up the gut to Tate, who's going to sweep out to the right side. Has an open lane. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's got to beat one man. Coming up the left side. It's going to score. Touchdown, Giants!
And here we go again. The dog, Dorian Tate. Well, a beautiful run on the right side to Kastner. All he can do is pump his fist, run him back to the sideline. And I think after that touchdown, we're going to take it down to Trinity Yeller from the sideline.
Giants are out on the field. They are excited. They just scored again. Defensively, the Giants are holding Cathedral to three and out. They are stopping them. They're looking really good right now, and they're proving why they're number one. The team is pumped up. They're keeping each other encouraged. Trinity Elliott from the field.
She's right. You can hear the Purple Rain over here cheering for the Ben Davis Giants. They're doing a beautiful job now as the score is 23-0 after that made PAT attempt.
And with that, we will take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we are back. Two score updates. First one is Fishers leading over North Central 7-0. And Hamilton Southeastern is leading over Carmel 7-0. The mid-game of the week is still tied at 0-0. Here it is 23-0, 121. Your very own Ben Davis Giants leading here at home.
And what a great way to start off week one of the regular season for the Ben Davis Giants. Facing off against the Cathedral Fighting Irish, the reigning 5A state champs, showing why they want to be state champs of 6A this year.
Three drives, three scores. The Giants have scored on every drive tonight, as we will see Chris Flores once again kick this one off to David Salvis. This one's a line one, and this one's farther back in the end zone. That would be another touchback. And so we will see the Fighting Irish attempt another drive, starting down first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
That's all he's done is kick touchbacks. So there might be, I think there's a stat somewhere for the most touchbacks in that season. We might see it done as he's getting high five from the coaches. He's doing a beautiful job.
So we will see once again the Fighting Irish attempt to get some points on the score. Again, 23-0, 121 left in the first quarter. Your Giants leading. Bordenslager and Cross in the backfield. It's going to be Dotson to the near side. To the other side is going to be Dan Dolan and Evan Wiggum. He's going to hand this one up to the gut. He's trying, crosses, attempts to cut inside, slips up. He only get a gain of 2 yards as he finally gets taken down by the defense.
Run there by Cody Androni of the Fighting Irish's depth chart of the running backs, who are very deep at that position.
So Bornslager and Cross in the backfield again. In motion is Dolan. Hands it off. Steps back in the pocket. Throws to the right side. Picked off by the Ben Davis Giants. Picked off by the middle linebacker, number 42, of John Ward.
Beautiful job there by John Ward, who read Bornslager's eyes the whole way on that play, because Bornslager looked at one receiver and one receiver only the whole way, and the Giants defense has stepped up with a pick right there, as every part of the ball in this game has stepped up.
You know, we haven't talked about Mike Kirshner yet, but what do you think Mike Kirshner feels so far in this game?
Well, if I was Mike Kirshner right now, I'd say job ain't done, game ain't over, anything can happen. You know, that's what he's thinking. He's going to coach till the end. And we might just have a big, big game here as the score is 23-0 to 48.7 seconds in the first quarter.
Yeah, we haven't seen the Giants blown too many opponents out. And this is not something you normally see when Cathedral takes on Ben Davis. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Emerson to the near side. Bond, Smith, and Gillis to the far side. Defense checking up, looking for the blitz. Kastner steps back in the pocket. Defense comes down. They take him down. Defense will get him.
So we have a sack there by the middle linebacker of Gabriel Williams.
So Gabriel Williams is going to get the sack. So now a sack by both teams today.
And Kastner tried his best to get that ball away before he got sacked, but he really couldn't. So it's going to be a loss of 9 here with 20 seconds on the play this game clock.
Second 19, ball at the 44. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. It's Bond to the near side. Kastner's going to fake it off. Then hand it over the middle to Emerson, who's going to gain, or to Bond, who's going to gain 6 yards on the play.
That'll probably take us to the end of the first quarter, and it'll probably be third down and five when we come back. No, third down five, excuse me, third down and 13.
And with that, with a 23-0 score at the end of the first, your Giants lead, we will take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Hey parents, do you want to meet your students' teachers? If so, you're invited to the back-to-school night here at Ben Davis High School on August 28th.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. That's when you can pick up schedules in the Commons area. Be on time so you can catch the first bell at 7 p.m.
The teachers are looking forward to meeting all of the students' parents, so come on over for a great night.
This was brought to you by Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
And we are back. We have a live report from Trinity.
I'm here on the field after the first quarter. The Giants are still, they still have their energy they came out with at the beginning of the game. They've talked about just some key points to improve on is just their communication with coaches and players. But right now the Giants are looking great, up 23-0, and it's only the beginning of the second quarter. They're really excited, and they were just amazed at how far their work and work ethic has gotten them over the breaks and how it's shown out on the field. Trinity Elliott from the field.
So thank you again, Trinity, with that report. 23-0 your score. The second quarter getting underway. Kastner and Tate in the backfield.
Whoa. Oh, never mind. Just kidding.
Kastner receives the snap, steps back in the pocket, throws over the middle, and nearly intercepted by the defense there, but it's going to be taken right out of the hands.
That's going to be the first failed drive to score of the game.
Yeah, that is. That will be, and they will. We will see them punted off.
Kastner's a punter. He kind of forgot.
Yeah, well, yeah, first year as the official punter. He did a little punting last year towards the end of the season.
This could be used to his advantage, as he could fake it just as easily.
Yes, he can. That is definitely a good thing to have when your punter is your quarterback. So moving around, including LaShawn Johnson. It looks like they're back to receive the punt is Salvis. And he will punt this one. It's a nice line drive, and they're going to let this one bounce up.
Whoa!
It's going to bounce forward and finally gets taken down. Finally, they get the ball at the 15-yard line. And so now Cathedral will start from their worst position of the day now. First and 10 at the 15.
Kid's got a leg to him.
Yes, he does.
Kastner kicked the ball back to the 10, but a backspin, and the ball got taken down at the 14-yard line. So it's better than a touchback. They're back at the 14, and we'll see what Cathedral Fighting Irish looks to do on the first drive of the second quarter.
Kastner's first punt of the season goes within inside the 20.
And Hamilton Southeastern is beating the Carmel Greyhounds by a score of 7-0, score update there.
So 11:45, 23-0. It's going to once again. We will see if the Fighting Irish attempt to get something going. Bornschlager and Cross in the backfield. Dotson to the near side. And we will see the number 85 of Evan Wiggum to the far side. I formation. And we've probably seen a false start here.
False start. 3 for 3.
And yes, it is. It's a false start. And that's to make it first and 15 from the 10-yard line.
From the 9-yard line. That's close enough.
Yeah, 9-yard line. So first and 15 at the 9. So they're within the 10. Giants had one of the best defense when it came to being within the 10. I formation. Bornschlager going to hand it off to Crisper, who gets stopped and is actually going to lose 4 yards in the play. It's now going to be third down and 19.
Second down here for the Cathedral Fighting Irish offense.
Second and 19, Bornschlager and Cross in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Preston and Wiggins to the far side. Bornschlager steps back to throw deep down the field to Skultz. And it's incomplete, and that's going to be pass interference.
Yep, and that was as the defensive back for the Giants of number 3 got to him too quickly as he went to jump for the ball but reached around his shoulders and grabbed him.
Number 3 of Chris Parrish is the defender who ended up getting the penalty, and it looks like he will come off possibly at the sideline. And a timeout has been taken by the Ben Davis Giants. And no, I think they're going to wave it off now. So no timeout.
It's automatic first down for the Giants, for Fighting Irish.
Oh, so no, it's going to say second down, actually.
Yeah, so second and three.
There's not too many penalties anymore that are automatic first downs in high school football.
Yeah, so second and three, Warren Slager and Cross in the backfield. Shotgun formation in motion is Wiggum to the left side. Warren Slager's going to receive the snap ball. He's going to try to pass this ball on a screen over to Cross, but it's quickly met, and it'll be third down and three.
And beautiful job there by Kyle as Dallas Pitts, a defensive lineman for the Giants, who basically read that screen from the beginning, did not let Cross get that ball and make a big play with his legs as he could have there because no one was near him on the left side of the line.
So third and three, ball at the 20, 11:04 on the clock here in the second quarter. 23-0 your score, the Giants leading. Warren Slager, Cross, and the 22 of Benton Curry in the backfield. And now it looks like a timeout will be called by the Cathedral Fighting Irish. That is their second one. And we will take another 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as the 2014 football season is finally underway for the Ben Davis Giants. 15. And they currently 15. Lead 20... 15. 2014.
2015, actually, because it's the 2014-15 season.
2014 football season is underway. 23-0 is your score. 11:04 on the clock. We just
so what have you seen so far from this team? The Giants lean 23-0. I mean, they've done everything, not perfect, but I'm sure they have to do something. What have you noticed that might be lacking for these Giants?
Well, honestly, I don't really see anything they're lacking so far. I think they're both their offense and their defense are having a good. They had a good first quarter, and I've seen they kind of slow down now. Cathedral's kind of picked themselves back up. Warren Slager under center, offsetting eye formation, hands it up to Gut to Cross. Cross gets met by the 22 of Asmar Bilal, who stops him just short of the first down.
Beautiful tackle there by Asmar Bilal, who keeps tackling and just getting so many tackles in this game. He's doing a great job, as he should be. He's a leader on this defense, and now 4th and 1, as it looks like they're not going to go for it here.
Yes, and this is once again another drive that has ended badly for the Fighting Irish. Chris Evans and Jalen Harden in the backfield to return this one. Shopper getting ready to kick this one. So punt is high. Didn't go too far. Going to call for a fair catch. Harden will catch it at the 44-yard line. And the Giants will get ready to start their next drive of the football game.
Yeah, last time was the first time they haven't scored at all in the drive. Let's see if they can recap and really restart what they've been doing and just going down the field, getting points on the board to keep this 23-0 lead intact through the second quarter of play with 10:18 left to go.
So 23-0 again is your score. 10:18 on the clock. Giants are leading here at home. We will see Kastner retake the field along with his Giants offense. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Bond, Evans, and Gillis to the near side. It is going to be Smith to the far side. Kastner takes stance, receives the snap, pulls back in the pocket.
Woo!
It's a one-handed grab by Dorian Tate, who gets the ball thrown to him on a screen to the left side. And he will gain only a yard here, and it will be second down and 9.
No, it wasn't that big of a catch, but he got up there and gripped that thing with one hand, brought that down. Those big hands of Dorian Tate, the dog of the Giants offense.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield again. Evans and Gillis to the near side. Emerson and Bond to the far. Gillis taking stand. Receives the snap. Steps back in the pocket. Throws over the middle.
Ooh.
Tight defense there. No flag. And it's going to be incomplete pass. It's now third down and 9.
Yeah, it's True Smith right there kind of messed up his route. And he's saying, my bad. Let's do it again. Because True Smith wants to make up for that. He's had a great game so far before that mess up.
So 9:37, 23-0. Ball on the 44-yard line. And Tate in the backfield. Evans to the near side, or Gillis to the near side. Evans, Bond, and Smith to the far side. Kastner taking snaps. Defense checking up, possibly going for a blitz here. Kastner steps back in the pocket, pulls, fires away, and it is picked off by the Fighting Irish. And he's taking it over to the left side of the field, drives to the outside, and finally brings it down at the 49-yard line. It was an interception by the 45 of Ronnie Hill.
That might have been just not really laziness on Kastner's part, but like his vision was very good downfield, I don't think. It was just very good coverage there by the Cathedral Fighting Irish. Just he didn't need to force that pass.
Yeah, that is definitely true, and that will
be the first pick of the year for Kyle Kastner. Too soon, as we did not want to call that, but it happens.
9:27, ball at the 49-yard line.
Each team now has a pick.
And we will see the Cathedral Fighting Irish take the field. Wernschlager and Cross in the backfield. To the near side, Wiggum, Dotson, and Skulks. And he's going to hand it up to Gutt. He's able to split the defenders and take it for a gain of 6. Fights for an extra 2 yards, gets a gain of 8. It will be second 8, ball at the 42-yard line by an 8-yard rush by Caleb Cross.
Great job to Raquel Cross, who ended up being tackled there by John Ward, middle linebacker for the Giants, at the beginning of the D there on the Vendeus Giants football field.
Wernschlager and Cross in the backfield again. Dolan, Schultz, and Wiggum to the near side. Dotson to the far side. Wernschlager is going to hand it off to the running back of Cross, who's going to try to dive it and switch direction inside, but he's going to get brought down, only a gain of 1 yard for a third down and 1.
Yeah, beautiful job there by Caleb Cross. Caleb Cross really is the backbone of this Cathedral Fighting Irish offense, bringing in a new quarterback, as he was not part of this game last year, but Wernschlager has been pretty impressive so far, besides that one interception he had.
Dotson to the far side, Wiggum to the near side. Preston's out there as a tight end. They try to pick up an extra yard.
Nope.
They may not have got it, but fight, and they're going to get the first down as they got help from the fullback of Evan Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher, that's not going to make the Giants defensive coordinator happy at all, or even the line, as they had him stopped in the backfield as Osmar Ball and Norman Oglesby had him back there, and he's able to break free for the first down on the left side, break through on the behind the left tackle of blocking.
So 8:14, ball at the 38-yard line. Giants lead 23-0. Wernschlager's going to hand it off to Cross in the backfield. He's going to put his head down and drive it up the middle for a gain of 4 yards. Second down and 6, ball at the 34-yard line.
That's a big hit there by Christian Hunter on the Giants defensive side.
Sending it up again. It's going to be Wernschlager, Cross, and Christopher offsetting I formation. Preston and Wiggum to the near side, and Dotson to the far side. Wernschlager and Dotson having an exchange of words. Under center, receives the ball, hands it off, no, pulls back, throws down this right side of the field, tries to hand it off. Did he catch it? And touchdown, Cathedral Fighting Irish, as Mac Wernschlager is able to connect with the 18 of Malcolm Dotson, but we may have a penalty flag.
Might be a push-off on the defense, as we did see that, as he had to go over the top to get that ball. It's going to be a defensive pass interference on the defense, so it's going to be touchdown, Cathedral Fighting Irish. They put their first points of the day on the scoreboard, as that was just a great catch there.
So with the Cathedral
Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson type play, they're going to jump over the top of the receiver and bring it back in.
So it's Cathedral's first touchdown. We're going to see Joe Schopper, who is their kicker as well, attempt to get the extra point to make it a 23-7 game with 7:26 here in the second quarter.
As Coach Kirshner is really yelling at one of the referees, trying to understand why that wasn't a push-off on the offensive side of the ball.
So the extra kick is up, and it is good. 23-7 your score, 7:26 here left remaining in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Having trouble with math or science homework?
call Rose Holman Institute of Technology's Homework Hotline, a free math and science tutoring service for Indiana students in grades 6 to 12. Call toll-free 1-877-ASK-ROSE from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday through Thursday. And a Rose Holman College student will help you with your math or science questions. The tutors are patient, smart, and pretty cool. Remember, it's a free service and a free call. That's 1-877-ASK-ROSE or visit askrose.org.
We are back here live from Ben Davis High School. Cathedral just got on the board. 23-7 is your score. 7:26 left. 7:26 left in the first half as Pike is leading Brownsburg 14-6 in the second quarter.
As I saw that, it's a big game. There's bigger games around the mic right now. We'll still get you games from the North Central game. The Carmel game is right now, Hamilton, I think, was leading Carmel 7-0. And the big game between Warren Central and Center Grove right now, Carmel has actually tied just then to Hamilton Southeastern, and Carmel Greyhounds are tied in the second quarter.
So Jalen Harden and Chris Evans in the backfield trying to receive the second punt of the day.
Kickoff return.
Or the kickoff return of the day. Harden receives this. He was inbound, takes it up, cuts out to the left side of the field. Nearly got brought down by his neck, but it will finally be taken down at the 23-yard line for a first down and 10.
And I don't think Jalen Harden's back foot could have got any closer to that end zone. As if he would have touched it, it would have been a touchback, but he was able to bring it up the field and get a 23-yard kick return off it.
Yeah, it looked more like half an inch is all they had between them. So Cats are taking the field after two straight bad drives, last one ending with an interception, and the one before that ending with a three and out. Castner retained the backfield, Evans and Gillis on the near side. It's going to be Bond to the far side. It's going to be Smith to the far side. Castner taking stance, defense checking up. Going to receive something from their offensive coordinator. 7:20 again left in the first half. Castner's going to hand it up the gut. Tate is going to run it out to the outside with a halfback split. And it's going to be a gain of 6 yards. 8 yards.
Beautiful run there by Dorian Tate, the dog, who went up the middle with the gut from the running back split, but was able to cut back left and make room. That's the beautiful thing about Dorian Tate. He can run up the middle with strength, and he can cut outside with his speed. He's a very good, versatile running back.
Kastner and Tate back in the backfield. Gillis to the near side. Evans, Bond, and Smith to the far. Kastner taking stance, receives the ball, hands it up to gut to Gillis, who doesn't gain even a yard. It's going to be third down and two.
It's going to be quickly taken down by Cody Stockton, the Will linebacker of the Cathedral Fighting Irish defense.
So Kastner once again taking stance with Tate in the backfield. It's going to be Gillis to the near side, Evans, Bond, and Smith to the far side. Defense moving around a little bit. We're going to pull back, man coverage. Gasser going to look over to the sideline. Clock continues to roll. 6:12 left remaining in the first half, 23-7. Again, your score, Giants lead. Gasser throws quickly down the center of the field to Bond. And Bond's not, or Smith's actually not too happy with himself. He slipped on the play there as he received the ball.
Because he knew he's a very good, versatile player who can make plays with his feet. Instead of that being a third, maybe a first down opportunity, because no one was near him on the Fighting Irish's side of the ball, he could have got up, maybe done a spin move and make it first down for 4 more extra yards, but he slipped and fell. But still, good catch and not really the drive you were hoping for.
So with that, Kastner is going to punt this one off. It's a fourth down and 5. He'll punt it within their own 20. To receive it is Salvis. So as Kastner receives the punt, he's going to kick it high. Salvis calls for fair catch at the 40. And they will get the ball at the 40-yard line as Cathedral gets ready to start its next drive and try to close this gap.
Yeah, and the Giants has just been really impressive so far. Right now, Cathedral Fighting Irish had the edge on the last drive on a scoring touchdown play on a deep pass from Bourne Slager, who had a beautiful throw there. And there's a beautiful catch there also by the wide receiver, Malcolm Dotson, the 6'2", 292 pound, who just jumped straight over defensive back of Ben Davis, of Jalen Harden. But he's doing a great job, so are the Giants, and let's see what they can keep doing here.
All right, formation yet again. It's going to be, once again, Wernsleger under center. Christopher and then Caleb Cross. They're going to hand it. No, screen over to the right, nearly intercepted.
by the 99 of Antonio McEwen, who jumped the route.
A great trip by Antonio McEwen, who's making himself for a defensive player of the game right now. Already has a near interception, a stop in the backfield, a block on special teams for a touchdown right there, a near interception.
So sending it up again, it's going to be a second down and 14. Ball at the 32-yard line. Bornschlager in the backfield, along with the 22 of Venton Curry. Bornschlager stands back in the pocket, throws it down the left side of the field, and he threw this one out of bounds. Just too much on the ball.
And this just in 10 minutes ago as on the game of the Center Grove Warren Central game. Center Grove is leading the Warren Central Warriors by a score of 3-0.
Also, Fishers is up 19-0 to North Central. So Bornschlager and Cross in the backfield. No, Bornschlager and Ben Curry now in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Bornschlager stands back in the pocket. Coming out from the right side, a flag, and that might be a holding penalty. Tries to throw it down the field to Skulls. Incomplete pass. And this should be a holding penalty on the Cathedral Fighting Irish as defensive tackle number 98 of Deontay Gatto tried to get around the right.
Yeah, Deontay Gatto, beautiful job there trying to rush the passer on the play. He made him roll to the right side. Beautiful job. They're just trying to track him down. As it looks like it'll be another punt and a three and out for the Ben Davis Giants defense.
So 5:34 on the clock. The ball will be punted from the 33-yard line. It is going to be 23-7 is your score. Evans and Harden in the backfield. Joe Schopper is off to kick this one, or to punt this one. LeSean Tate taking the field late. Taking their time, running a little bit of the clock. The ball hits the ground, muffs the ball, and down goes Joe Schopper. He muffed the ball trying to get it. It was a bad snap, and therefore the Giants are going to receive the ball in the red zone, first and 10 at the 20.
Beautiful job there by the special teams. They are coming up big here tonight, and Coach Mike Kirshner is happy about it. As he's but there's actually a penalty on the play, it looks like.
So as we wait to see what the penalty is, it looks like a penalty on the...
Too many men on the field.
And that would
They're
be...
saying there was 12 on the field, and there was... Coaches are mad because they counted 11, so they have to redo this punt.
So that's going to help Cathedral, but bad news for the Giants, who could have had a first and 10.
And they're going to
know
the refs are talking about it because Kirshner and the special teams coach are livid because they made sure there was 11.
So we'll see what the coaches decide to do. 5:28 is on the clock here in the first half. 23-7 is your score. And it looks like flag is going to be picked up, but it's going to still be a first down. I think it's still a first down for Cathedral. No, it's going to end up at 4th and 1 after the penalty. So after the penalty, it's going to be 4th and 3, and we are going to see them still punt this off, so another re-punt.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of weird stuff going on right now.
As
actually looks like
still a lot of things going on. They're still clearing things up. See some of the Giant players talking to the coach. And it looks like Cathedral is sending out their offense, so they're going to go for this one on 4th and 2. So 4th and 2, 5:38, 23-7 is your score. Giants leading. Bornschlager and Cross in the backfield. Wiggum and Dotson to the near side. Bornschlager stands back in the pocket to throw. Looks over, tries to run it up the gut, gets taken down.
And he goes nowhere as he's tackled in the backfield by Big Stormin' Norman Oglesby. Big play there by the defensive tackle stepping up and making a play. And Antonio McEwen causes some havoc in the backfield.
So that will be a turnover on Cathedral's part and a first down for your Ben Davis Giants. At 5:19, the ball will be placed at the 46-yard line. And their own and Cathedral's territory.
It looks like Kyle Kastner and the Ben Davis Giants offense are going to take the ball, like you said, from the 46-yard line and look for something big to happen.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans.
And this just in. Pike 21-6 over Brownsburg right now in the second quarter to play.
Evans and Gillis to the near side. Bond and Smith to the far side.
Kastner steps back in his pocket. Smith is going to go in motion to the right, and then a penalty flag is going to come down and a false start on the Giants.
Yeah, that's something the Giants don't want to happen. As last time, that cost them a reason to beat three and out because they couldn't get that first down 4 yards short from the true Smith reception.
Well, not only that, but we saw penalties be a problem for the Giants last year as well.
And also another game of the week in the mid game, LN, the Lawrence North, who is in the mic, is leading Noblesville 7-0 in the first quarter of play right now.
So a lot of action going around the state of Indiana as the first week of football is underway. Kastner taking the backfield. Smith in motion over to the left side. Kastner's going to fake it to Tate and going to hand it off to the 15 of Drew Smith, who's going to gain 4 yards on the play. It will be second and 9 now. Kastner, Tate in the backfield again. Smith to the far side along with Bond. Gillis to the near side. Kastner takes stance. Going to wait a second, looking over the sideline. 4:53 as the clock continues to run here in the first half. 23-7 your score. Kastner taking a switch sides. Kastner receives the snap. Going to hand it over to Gillis to the right side. Gillis sidestep and stiff arms the first defender. And he'll finally get taken out by two more defenders finally at the 30-yard line. And Kirshner is not going to be too happy about that as Gillis got hit after he was already out of bounds. But no flag.
Yep, another update real quick. Center Grove Trojans and the Warren Central Warriors, the game of the week, the mid game of the week, is going into halftime with Center Grove making a field goal as time expires to go up 6-0 in Center Grove.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield, Gillis to the near side. Bond, Evans, and Smith to the far side. And of course, as you said, that mid game is going to have contingency when it comes to the mid conference championship. Center Grove and Ben Davis shared it last year. They're going to hand it off to Tate. They're going to hand it off to Evans, who's going to run it up the gut for only a gain of a yard. And that's going to be second down and 9. And so a timeout will be called by the Ben Davis Giants. They're going to figure out what's going on here as we are going to take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. 23-7, Giants lead.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at classickings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we're back, and I believe we have something from the sidelines.
We're here on the field after a Giants timeout. Right now they're taking the time to tweak their offense. The Giants know that they're bigger, stronger, and faster than Cathedral right now. They just got to get their head back in the game. Trinity Elliott from the field.
Thank you, Trinity, again for another sideline report. 23-7, the Giants lead, 4:31 left here remaining in the first half. The Giants are driving, second and 8. Ball at the 28-yard line. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Gillis has nobody covering him here on the right side. He's going to go on a slanted route. Kastner's going to take it up the right side. He has an open field. 10, 5. Does he get it in? No.
Ooh.
He gets hit out of bounds at the 1-yard line. And it's going to be first and goal for the Ben Davis Giants.
And beautiful job there by Kyle Kastner, able to squirrel to the left side of the field and be able to make some happen with his feet. As we saw that a lot happen, is more of his sophomore year as he has speed and he's able to step back. But he's able to make those plays with his feet. He's a very versatile player who got hit pretty hard right there out of bounds from the Cathedral side of the ball on the defensive side by Ben Stewart, their free safety. Now ball at the 1-yard line for the Giants.
So first and goal, 4:22 on the clock, 23-7. Giants with the ball. Kastner and LaShawn Johnson now in the backfield. Gillis and Bond to the near side. And Kastner's going to go ahead and take a timeout so they didn't end up running out of time on the play clock. And with that, we'll take another really quick 30-second break here on Davis Sports Radio Network.
What a fine day to play 9 holes.
You're kidding. With your bad hip, you better just watch golf on TV.
Is your body holding you back?
Now, where's that jar of spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, who's gonna open it? Your wrist can't even turn a doorknob.
Don't let your body hold you back. A lot of people in pain choose to fight for their mobility. Read their stories and find your own inspiration. at anationinmotion.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. The Giants lead 23-7 with 4:22 remaining in the first half. We have a score update.
Actually, Hamilton Southeastern and the Carmel Greyhounds are tied at 7 going into the second quarter of play.
Again, that's a sectional opponent matchup that is possible to happen come later on the season when sectional is time. But that's a long ways to go. That's about 10 weeks away. So here's the situation. First and goal.
Okay, you want to know what I would do here? First down, why not go for a head and just lob it up? Brennan Gillis uses height. If they don't, watch this. They got the big crew, a Storm Norman, and oh.
Yeah, and there the caster's going to snap the ball, hands it off to Evans, and Evans is going to get stopped at the line. They decided to do a halfback cup up the middle, and something I don't think either one has thought they were going to do.
Well, we saw that last year as Norman Oglesby and Albert Williams were the big guys in the middle, but now it's Sean Johnson and Norman Oglesby, as it's going to be second and five here as they lost 3 yards on a play with 3:58 left to go in this first half of play. And Gillis on the inside, on the bottom of our screen, is 1v1 right now. Look for a lob here as he uses a 6'2 height.
So Gillis and bottom to the near side, shot confirmation. Caster taking stance, hands it up the gut to Evans. Evans is going to cut back. And this time he gains back the yards that he lost on the previous play, which is a gain of 3 yards. So now it's third down and two. You'd think they'll probably throw this time.
You would think, but the Giants offense always has some trick up their book. But right now, Brennan Gillis on the bottom, he was 6'6". And right now I'm just thinking, you either use that or use True Smith in a slant through the middle. We'll see what they do here.
Smith and Emerson to the outside, Gillis and Bond to the near side. Kastner and Evans taking it behind in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Bond's going to go into motion to the right. Kastner passed the ball, hands it off to the right to Evans. Evans tries to cut back inside. And that's going to be a fourth down and goal. And we'll see if they decide to go for it or they're going to punt.
They're inches away, as Kastner has said, and he wants to go for it. And it looks like they're going to keep the special teams on the field. On the sideline, excuse me. But it looks like Kyle Kastner, fourth down and inches here. With 2:47 left to go in this first half play, as Kastner's getting some play from Kirshner and trying to understand what he wants him to do here.
And Kastner asked Kirshner if he can go for it, and Kirshner's going to let him have it. Looks like they're going to waste some time here. No, they're going to use their last timeout as they're going to run this play clock down, as well as the time down, with about 6 seconds left on the play clock, 2:29.
Which is pretty smart because they really don't need their timeouts.
Right. So with 2:25, they decide to call a timeout. Your Giants lead 23-7 here, remaining with 2:24 left in the first half. We will be right back with a 30-second break on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I am a singer.
I am an artist.
I'm a journalist.
A businesswoman.
An educator.
A sister.
A grandmother.
An advocate.
A leader.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone. Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved. Go to www.actagainstaids.org for more information.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. 23-7 your score. 2:24 left remaining in the first half. Where we left off, it looks like the Giants were going to go for it. It looks like that's still going to be the plan here, as Kastner and Tate will be in the backfield. Gillis to the near side.
These sophomores over here dancing.
Yeah, our stats, our new people having their fun here up here in the booth for the first time. And we just totally scared them here. Bonds, Smith, and Emerson to the far side. Kastner's going to take this one up, tries to quarterback sneak it inside, gets it in. Touchdown, Ben Davis.
Beautiful run there by Kastner, as he took him. Basically, a big, big play. Kastner's a big dude at 6'3", 205 pounds, and knows this system well enough that all he has to do is go in there an inch and dive into the end zone, and his body size and mass will go on his side there after running over the 6'3 middle linebacker.
So Chris Flores looking for the extra point. The holder is going to be the 13 of Rashawn Bond. He's trying to make this a 37 game. The kick is up, and the extra point is good. 30-7, 2:19 remaining in the first half. The Giants lead over the Cathedral Fighting Irish. We'll take another quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. As a one-yard touchdown by Kyle Kastner, it was a rushing rushing play there. It's going to on a fourth down, yes, fourth and goal. The score is now 30-7 with 2:19 here in the first half. And at this time last year, last year they only had two games in which they scored more than 30 points in the first half.
Here's the stat, man.
I know. The kick is off. Salvis gets it at the 10-yard line, takes it up the gut. Now he's going to put the speedos on.
He's
at the 30, had an opening. Woo! Finally gets caught up, and the defense will finally be able to get him down. Ran into his own player, and finally will be down at the 35-yard line.
The defense? Did you see who tackled him?
Chris Flores.
The Flores, the kicker. And the only reason he was able to be stopped, he was on his way to a touchdown, but he ran into his own backwards player. Lucky there for the Ben Davis Giants. Special teams have been playing very, very well right now. Iowa 2-11 in the first half of play. John Stewie 30-7. Ball on the 36-yard line of the Fighting Irish. Let's see if they can drive down, make something happen. But hopefully they stop him in our scenario for the Giants.
Well, offsetting eye formation, Bernslager cross and Christopher in the backfield. Bernslager is going to take this one, hand it up the gut to Cross. Cross is going to bang it out to the right side. Tries to follow the 85 of Wiggum. He gets an opening down to the 40-yard line and finally is going to get tackled for the first down for Cathedral.
Yeah, nice job there by Cross. He's going to cut up the right side and back to the left side, who ran across the 40-yard line to the 50, to another 40-yard line and get tackled there after a nice little 20-yard run there to give the Fighting Irish the play they need.
Bernslager's going to hand this one off straight up the gut to Cross. Cross is going to fake it inside to sidestep the defender for a 9-yard gain. It will be second and one, ball at the 31-yard line.
The play clock's running here.
1:44 on the clock. 30-7 is your score. Bernslager's going to hand it up the middle again to Cross. Cross is going to use his defenders to gain extra yards. And the first down. And now they seem to be moving as they continue with their...
That's all they've done is run the ball, and Kirsch is not happy with it. They expect their defense to be able to stop things like that. But like I said, Cross ran over him last year in the Lucas Oil game and ran for 1,500 yards last year. He's doing it again tonight.
Bernslager, they're going to hand it off again to Cross. Cross tries to get it to the outside, but gets taken down just short of another first down.
Come on, man.
I wonder where you got that from.
I don't know.
Bernslager again. And it looks like Cross is going to come out. They're going to put in Benton Curry. But first, a timeout by the Cathedral Fighting Irish.
Their final.
Yeah, their final timeout. So with 121, 30-7, your score. The Giants leading here. We're going to take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Back to Ben Davis High School, 121 on the clock, 30-7 is your score here. The Giants are winning so far here in the first half.
That's all they've been doing is winning.
Well, still the first half, still a long way to go
Score most of their points in the first quarter, scoring 23 there and coming back and getting that quarterback sneak by Kyle Casper. Right now, Fighting Irish are in the red zone.
Well, Wernslager's going to hand it up the gut to Cross. Cross is going to follow behind, who stepped up as fullback, which would be Evan Wiggum, to get a gain of about 7 yards and just short of the first down.
Yeah, but you got to be smart here. You don't want to give Kastner too much time.
Nope. It's going to be first and 10, ball at the 12. All right, offsetting eye formation, Bernslager, Christopher, and cross. Bernstiger steps back to throw in the pocket. Fakes it out to the right side. Going to throw on the run and threw this one away at the back of the end zone for an incomplete pass and second down and 10.
Yeah, minute 5 left to go in this first half of play. The Ben Davis Giants are leading the Cathedral Fighting Irish by a score of 30-7. If you just tuned in, we've had a special teams block touchdown. We've had a cast center to True Smith touchdown. We've had a quarterback sneak, and they've been playing very good, and also a field goal right now. And Cathedral Fighting Irish are threatening here with a minute 05 left to go on the ball on the 12-yard line inside Ben Davis's territory.
Offsetting eye formation, Bornsliger in the backfield along. Bornsliger under center with Christopher and Cross in the backfield. Wiggum and Skulls to the near side. Dotson to the far side. Bornsliger's going to hand it back. No steps back. It's going to be an option pass. It's thrown away in the back of the end zone. And then Dotson took a nice spill in the back of the end zone on a couple of the pads.
That's not very smart.
Well, there's not top 10 of the plays. Hey, you got to have a little fun,
Bill.
Wow. You don't like that?
51 seconds left to go in the first half of play. And it's third down and 10. Let's see what the Fighting Irish hold for the Giants defense to go home to. Just a field goal attempt.
So Cross now standing out to the right side of the field as a receiver. Bernstiger in the backfield. Bernstiger takes his time, rolls out to the left side. Tries to throw in the run. Tries to toss it. Nearly intercepted there.
Nearly intercepted there on the play by Japri Minor, the outside linebacker for the Giants defense.
So with that, that's going to be a fourth down. We'll see. It looks like they're going to just go for an extra point here. So the kick should be by Joe Schopper.
Fourth and 10. It looks like they're going to go for a field goal. Give them maybe just a 20-point deficit here. But 50 seconds, that's a lot of time for Kyle Kastner and that Giants offense.
And correction, it's actually going to be Taggart Rust who's going to kick the extra point here to try to make this a 30-10 game. The kick is up, and the field goal is good. 30-10, 44.8 seconds remaining in the first half. Your Giants lead. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
What a fine day to play nine holes.
You're kidding. With your bad hip, you better just watch golf on TV.
Is your body holding you back?
Now, where's that jar of spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, who's gonna open it? Your wrist can't even turn a doorknob.
Don't let your body hold you back. A lot of people in pain choose to fight for their mobility. Read their stories and find your own inspiration at anationinmotion.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. 44.8 seconds remain in the first half. The score 30-10. Your Ben Davis Giants leading. As we're going to see, the Giants may start another drive. We'll see if they plan on trying to do something on this drive or they just try to take this to the second half. As Evans and Harden will be in the backfield trying to receive this.
And here we go. As 44 seconds, we've been waiting all the time for this. These are my favorite type of plays, a 2-minute offense. And Kyle Kastner, there's not many quarterbacks better than him in the MIC or even in the state.
Vincent Allerding is going to kick this one off. The kick is a nice line drive, and it's going to go in the backfield for a touchback. It'll be first and 10 at the 20 with 44.8 seconds left.
Now time to see what Kastner can do in his fun little toys here on offense.
Well, what do you think? They're going to actually, you think they're going to try to go for some more points, or are you going to just take this to the second half?
You're Kyle Kastner, Mike Kirshner, he's never really known as a guy that's just going to, you know, give up. I mean, okay, there's 20 seconds maybe, but look, there's 44 seconds on the clock. They have no timeouts left. They practice this. There's no reason why they can't go a couple more yards, get a field goal at the end of the half, and see what they can do here. I guarantee you, if not, then go to half of a lead, might as well 20-point comfortability, but we'll see what they can do here.
So we will see what they decide, and it looks like they have decided to take a quarterback kneel and take this one to the second half.
I was wrong. Sorry.
It's okay, Corey. So with the kneel there, they'll have to do at least one more, it looks like. And we are going to see them take this to the half with a 30-10 lead. As your Ben Davis Giants are trying to go up 1-0 as one of the top teams considered here in 6A.
Yeah, they already are one of the top considered teams and are showing why right now. With 30-10 lead here at the end of the first half as your Ben Davis Giants are showing you a clinic here on Cathedral's side of the ball.
And they are not going to need to take another snap. It's going to be 30-10 at the halftime break. We're going to take a three-minute break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Do you let other people order for you at a restaurant?
He'll have the small Dionese.
No, I won't. Or pick the movie you're going to see? She'd like a ticket to Attack on Rage Mountain.
Really?
Yeah, come on. So why would you let others make all the important decisions about how your life is going to be when you get older? I mean, is it okay with you if your kids decide where you're going to live?
My kids? Are you ready?
Are you kidding?
Or perfect strangers choose who will be taking care of you?
Not gonna happen.
No, Better visit longtermcare.gov, the trusted information site that helps you find your own path forward without selling you anything. It takes you step by step through everything you need to consider about aging and all your options. Longtermcare.gov. Stay in charge by planning now or pay later.
How about a mohawk?
How about a mohawk? How about I put my foot right... Oh, hi, honey.
Hi, I'm Mike Conley of the Memphis Grizzlies. My Lawrence North Wildcat teammates and I won 3 state championships, etching our names in the Indiana High School basketball record books. My parents provided me with a great deal of support, but along the way, teachers, coaches, and other adults played a role in shaping me into who I am today. Now I'm living my dream, playing in the NBA. I'm also the Memphis Grizzlies spokesman for mentoring. Back home in Indiana, thousands of Hoosier kids need mentors. That's why I'm teaming up with the Indiana Mentoring Partnership to ask you to become a mentor. You might not help a child reach the NBA, but you might help your mentee graduate from high school and go to college. And you don't need to be an expert. Mentoring programs will provide you with training. Being a mentor can take as little as an hour a week. Give a child in Indiana a better hour. The Indiana Mentoring Partnership can show you how at abetterhour.org. That's abetterhour.org.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let's begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Does your name rhyme with Ald Beagle? Do you dart in front of cars? Here's a tough one. Do you have plumage? Do you rub your body against things to mark them? Do you have webbed feet? No, I mean like a... Were you hatched? Do you have fur? I'm not talking back hair. Does your boat fly south for the winter with the other boats? Regardless of how you answer, you need to be licensed and registered because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
We're back here at Ben Davis High School as the Ben Davis Giants are feasting on the Cathedral Fighting Irish's 30-10 victory here, and we're here at halftime. They beat them in the halftime. Let's go over the scoring summary real quick. As Ben Davis scored 23 unanswered points in the first quarter of play, and in the second quarter it's 10-7 as Cathedral beat them in the second quarter of play. Let's go over. Forrest had a 23-yard field goal. True Smith had a 15-yard pass from Caster in the first quarter. McEwen had a 15-yard punt block return on the special teams. Tate had a 52-yard run. And then Sam, a 30-yard pass from Bothenslager. Ben Davis had a Caster and a 1-yard run. Bortslager and Gerbs had a 29-yard kick to go into the second half of play. 30-10, that's where we are now. And I think we're going to try and send it down to Trinity Elliott on the sidelines in this halftime.
Trinity Elliott here on the field after an end to an excellent first half. The Giants are up 30-10. And at the beginning there, they came out with a lot of energy, a lot of power. The Giants played really great the first quarter and then the second half. The second quarter, they got a little weary of that, but they're going back into the locker room to talk it over. And the fans brought some energy here. Trinity Elliott from the field.
All right, thank you, Trinity. We're going to send it back to the station. And LaVon Dern and Corey Cock, we'll be right back at you after we send it back to the station for score updates, his perspective on the game. And then we'll take a quick break and we'll be back at you in the action here at Ben Davis High School. Beautiful Friday night football game. Ben Davis 30, Cathedral Fighting Irish 10. Corey Vrink, take it back in the studio.
All right, so what we got here is that we got Chatard is currently beating Brebeuf 17-14 in the fourth quarter. Pike is currently handling Brownsburg 28-13 in the second quarter. And then we got Boone Grove is losing 25-0 to South Bend Riley. And we got Southridge beating Corydon Central 7-0. West Central beating Culver 20-0. New Palestine beating Danville 21-0. A lot of blowouts here, of a lot of zeros on the scoreboards right now. Fishers is beating North Central, which is a big shock to me, 19-7. Then we got Fort Wayne Wayne, two Waynes there. Fort Wayne Wayne is beating Anderson 34-0. Frankton is beating Anderson Prep Academy 14-0. Clinton Perry Prairie is beating Frontier 15-0. And we got one of the biggest shocks to me is that Hamilton Southeastern is currently tied with Carmel 7-7. Never expected that out of Carmel, seeing as they're one of the top schools in the state of Indiana. And then we got Lawrence North is now beating Noblesville 20-7. Then we got Pike Central losing to North Knox 14-8. And then we got Perry Meridian is getting absolutely blown out by Greenwood 49-14. Ron Colley is losing to Southport 13-0. Tri-Central is beating LaPel 15-0. Tri-West is tied with West Lafayette 3-3. Valparaiso is losing to Penn 21-0. And then we got Western Boone 14-3 over Sheridan. Westfield 14-7 over Harrison, West Lafayette. Zionsville tied 7-7 with McCutcheon. Now I'm going to send it back to LaVon and Corey for the rest of everything.
All right, well, Corey, thanks a lot for the halftime show. Another quick update. Lawrence North, whoa, LaVon Dern just gave me the quick stat and call him crazy, but Lawrence North might get their first win in 2 years in a class of 6A as they're leading Noblesville at half, 20-7, as Lawrence North might get their first win in 2 years. Yes, call him crazy, but he's thinking it might happen. We'll take a quick break. We'll send it back to the station for about 2-3 minutes here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Giants 30, Cathedral Fighting Irish 10.
Have you noticed? Sports today are different. Today's athletes are bigger and stronger. They run faster, jump higher, and hit harder than ever before. But there is one thing that hasn't changed about sports, and that's the importance of practicing sportsmanship. At the Indiana High School Athletic Association, we'd like to remind you that winning isn't everything. The way you play matters, and a true champion plays the game with respect. For the opponent, for the coaches, and for the officials. True champions practice sportsmanship with the same degree of intensity that they play the games themselves. Sports may evolve, athletes may change, but the mark of a true champion will always be the same. Play like a champion. Practice sportsmanship. This message brought to you by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the high schools in your community.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that, and that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
When crime prevention is your life, your days don't stay quiet for long. What did I tell you? My name? McGruff the Crime Dog. I wear a trench coat.
McGruff, I need help.
That was a concerned citizen. And boy, did she sound concerned.
I'm very concerned.
What did I tell you?
Someone took out a loan in my name. They're pretending to be me and spending my money. I can't understand.
It's called identity theft. And it's growing fast. Safeguard your personal information, like your Social Security, credit card, or bank account numbers. On the phone, online, even around the house, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and Take a bite out of crime.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.